There's been a need for real-time water testing across the market for a long time. Essentially, when you see water testing results that are on apps or issued by the Environment Agency, they're 24 to 48 hours out of date. Obviously, the tide changes by just coming in and out, so conditions literally change with the tide. So this revolutionary new device was invented and developed by the team at the University of Plymouth. And a bunch of scientists there who've taken this technology, and it's a world first. No one else in the world is doing this, and it's come from the Southwest, which is brilliant, because obviously we get early access to it. The technology itself is a small handheld device, and then you go and take a test, mix it with some reagents, go and have a coffee or put your wetsuit on. And by the time that's happened, you've got the result of the test, and it's either a red, amber, or green, showing you if there's endotoxins in the water or not. And so it tests exactly the same things as the Environment Agency does, as well as some more. So this test will tell you if there's any harmful nasties in the sea that you need to be aware of. And the whole point is to put that information into the public's hands then, so they can make better decisions on their own health and go into the water or not.
So it really does sound like a true game changer in terms of accessibility and cost and the public being able to get their hands on this. How's that going to work?
So obviously it's a startup business at the moment that's rolled out of the University of Plymouth and is now a commercial entity. The amazing demand for this has meant that it's in six countries already, and demand for it is high. So we're working with the public on how they want to use it, trying to get it into the hands of as many people as possible and create this testing community. The cost at the moment, it's £260 for the actual unit itself, and then the reagents as well, you need to purchase those each time. But what we're doing is we've got some funding options available, and we're particularly looking for surf schools, surf groups, surf instructors, cold water swimming groups, beachside hospitality businesses, beachside hotels who can then have that cost absorbed as part of their business or spread out that cost, and then it's just a few pence per person, and then they can share those results as well. So the cost at the moment is something that we can help you with. We've got options with Crowdfunder and various other funds that we're now linking into, and we'll be able to explain all of that on the day at this event that we're holding in Fistral.
In terms of the sort of the official agencies, and we're talking Environment Agency essentially, and the water companies maybe, has there been any response from them so far to this?
We've had a positive response from the Environment Agency and various water companies all over the country. Obviously, water companies are a big ship to try and turn in terms of changing water testing culture and everything else. But I think we're at the point now where change is needed. The public are calling for change, and we're here to provide that kind of new technology, which has never existed before, to allow people to test in 15 minutes, which actually takes the pressure off water company testing in terms of if you need a result right there, right now, you're able to do that. So it's a case of the public being able to prove that this is a really powerful tool for them and actually helping the water companies to be able to turn the tide literally in terms of what they are able to do, and then potentially focus more of their time on actually the bigger solution to try and change what is an old and creaking system, which they've got quite a challenge to do.
And this event, and sorry, this device is going to be showcased in Nuki at a very special event in December. Tell me more.
Yeah, so as Nuki has the UK's leading surfing beach, and surfers are one of the primary users of this technology, they're the ones who've immediately seen the benefit of it. Especially surf schools in Nuki have had a great response to it, because they've got to keep all their clients healthy in the water. We've decided to put on a Meet the Science event at Fistral Beach on the 4th of December. It's on from 9:30 till 11:30. So it's a couple of hours. You can come and meet the lead scientists. We'll be doing demos on the beach, doing tests. You can hear about funding. You can meet the team behind it all, and just really get a feel of how this new technology can really change things, and how you can get involved either as a group or just a club. And we're also inviting councillors and MPs and all kinds of everybody who's interested in water quality to come along to this event.